This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, and Dr. Mark Adams, A-D-A-M-S, fax 989-754-4000, regarding Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, Shattuck, S-H-A-T-T-U-C-K. Date of birth is September 15th of 1953. Dear doctors, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit with Mrs. Shattuck with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 11th of 2021. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and also her 49-year-old son passed away since her last visit. She did have anterior cervical discectomy with bone grafting and fusion done in October of last year. And her neck pain is markedly improved after the surgery. It does hurt occasionally, but it's much, much better since the surgery. But she does have some concerns due to having difficulty swallowing since her surgery, and she's having a lot of coughing at night. So she will be discussing that with Dr. Ernest at her next appointment, also with Dr. Adams if when she sees him. She has had 3 of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccinations to date and has not been ill with the COVID-19 infection. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion that is stable, and a cough that seems to be worse at night. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The only new medication is Cymbalta, 30 milligram once daily. Following the death of her son, she's needed something for depression. And she does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Instead, she uses Norco 10/325 2 to 3 times a day for pain. Physical examination, weight is 132 pounds, pulse is 80, blood pressure is 116 over 64. The patient is alert and oriented, color is good, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or irregular beats. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, no masses. Extremities, no edema, and no ulcerations or lesions noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 6th of 2022. Creatinine is stable and slightly improved at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 55. Albumin, 3.8. Corrected calcium is 8.4. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.4. I don't have a recent hemoglobin, but in October of 2021, hemoglobin was 11.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, which is well controlled, and recent complaints of dysphagia and nocturnal coughing. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. An order was provided to the patient and also was faxed to the Alma lab. She'll follow a low-salt diet and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She will discuss the swallowing difficulty and the coughing, which is worse at night, at her next visit with both Dr. Ernest and Dr. Adams. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.